and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, well, he won't be joining me for the first 20 minutes of the program, but we did pre-record a program. He had to take his son to the airport today. It's a pre-recorded program for the second and third segment, kind of like what we do for James Corbett, but I am currently live. I'm going to give you a live market report and little topics that I would like to talk about for the first 20 minutes of the program today. It is my 20 minutes of fame when I'm here all by myself, and it is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. So, and hopefully programs will, Dave Allen will be joining us tomorrow, and Butch will also be back to the program on Thursday. So first, let's get started. Gold prices today. Yeah, had a nice day, $1,355 as a high, but we're settling in $9 lower at $1,347, $1,346.60, almost $1,347, up $6.70. Silver finally closed above $15, $15.06, up $15. Platinum was up 8 at $8.06, and palladium was up 21 at $1,482. The USDX today, I do believe, was stronger, 0.07 at 97.62. Crude oil had a big day, up 0.2.17 at 54.10. And I got a little bit on oil today, basically. It was after news that the China and the United States were again rekindling the trade talks ahead of the G20 meeting later this month. And of course, it was hoping that the two countries would resolve an ongoing trade war. We also had a little bit of tensions in the Middle East last week on those tanker attacks, and the U.S. is planning to send more troops to the Middle East, also sort of lent support to the big gain today. And but we'll talk a little bit more about the meeting and the big jump in the paper markets today. But again, crude oil up 2.17 at 54.10. Stock market today is up huge. We haven't heard that for a while. Huge. And I know I'm not saying it right, ladies and gentlemen, but we're having a big rally tonight. So 26,465 points. Couldn't go into a rally without almost beating another record. NASDAQ was up 108 points at 7,953, and the S&P was up 28 at 2,917. 10-year yield down 0.03 at 2.06%. European Asian markets, European markets were up strong overnight. Of course, Draghi came out and said, hey, you know, stimulus. You know, more, we're going to, you know, free money. Everything's good and dandy. Markets like it. They're holding the global governments and central banks hostage, because if you don't keep giving us free money, baby, it's all over. So enjoy it while you can, all this free money, so we can keep buying back these shares. We can keep pumping in the system so everybody thinks that, oh, the world economies are grand. So that's what it is in a nutshell. So keep pumping in the stimulus, free money for all, and we'll see how it all works out for everybody. But the day of reckoning is coming. And, you know, because they don't talk about, I don't know how the stimulus is going to work when you have this, especially in our country, our Social Security is about ready to go belly up. Our Medicare is about ready to go belly up. So, you know, no one's talking about it. No one's thinking about it. And they just rather, you know, eliminate us, get rid of those people. Oh, those old people, they're all retiring. Oh, my gosh, 10,000 a day. Get rid of them. We can't have that. They're messing up our economy. Our health care is too expensive, and it's all their fault. I guess we do have a tendency to blame old people. Old people, I guess, can't defend themselves, but, you know, we're not old yet, so we are going to defend ourselves for a while. But word of a Trump and a possible China President Xi. President Donald Trump tweeted to inform the public about a very good telephone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And he said the two leaders would meet at the G20 summit in Japan last week. And of course, Trump previously had said that China would face additional import tariffs if she didn't show up to the summit. He did confirm, I believe, today. So this is why we saw the big boost in the paper markets. And for the month, down the S&P are up 6.7% and 6.2% respectively. And of course, so the NASDAQ is on track for 7.1% jump this month. So bang, bang, if things are great, then why shouldn't Jerome Powell have a rate increase tomorrow? Oh, I'm sorry. The markets need his speech about being very accommodative to the market. And this week is supposed to be all about the Fed, but before Chairman Powell will have the opportunity to deliver a dovish message on Wednesday evening, as I mentioned, the ECB, President Draghi, had moved the markets by signaling that the Eurozone could soon see a fresh dose of monetary policy stimulus. So again, if everything is so grand, why do these markets need stimulus? You take away that stimulus, and what do you think is going to happen? But we've come of custom. We've accepted it. We've approved it. We've got on the bandwagon to ride this train to the end, glorifying the stimulus just so we have a great economy. That's what we've done. We've pretty much have gone to the other side. So we can say we're fighting all the big bad boogeymen and so forth, but we really have kind of gone to the other side when we feel that debt doesn't matter anymore. When we feel that it's okay, that we turn our cheeks to the amount, blind eye to what is being spent, and we really don't care as long as the stock market is high. And I said once before, and I don't know if it makes any sense to many, but it does to me. I guess that in the long run, that's all that matters. But once we had a country, and then that country was turned and it was all about the economy, and now that economy has been turned into, it's all about the stock market. And because that stock market, it's the only way these companies can pay your pension plans, your retirement accounts, but they're all going to be adjusted. And I know, and so hey, I guess it's okay then to ride the bandwagon. And but tonight we're going to have a good time in Florida, in Orlando, Florida. President Donald Trump has promised a wild 2020 campaign launch in Florida today. Organizers have claimed that the Orlando rally has sold out a 20,000-seat arena. There's going to be lots more people standing outside watching on the big screens. Trump has portrayed the scale of the event as only one step below a rock concert. He says, look what's going on in Orlando, Florida right now. People have never seen anything like it. Unless you play a guitar. Going to be wild. See you later, he tweeted. And, of course, we all know that Florida is going to be one of the key swing states in 2020. And so he said on Tuesday he's going to renew his pitch, talking about you've always been loyal to this nation, and finally you have a president who's loyal to you, he tells a roaring crowd in his latest official campaign video. So I won't be able to watch. I don't know what time it's actually going to be aired. I'm going to be out this evening, so I'm not. I'm sure we'll get plenty of sound bites to talk about tomorrow. But one of the things I did want to talk, and it's short, I've got 10 minutes left, is there was another announcement that AT&T was going to cut another 1,800 jobs as it finishes its fiber internet build-out. And yeah, it was just last week we announced $1,800 from last week, and now this is another 1,800 jobs nationwide as surplus, meaning they call them surplus jobs, meaning they are slated to be eliminated in August or September. This is from the Communications Workers of America. And AT&T told this, it's an article from ARS, Ars Technica. And they told them that The most affected union workers will be able to stay at the company and other positions. An AT&T spokesperson said it would be misleading to refer to this as layoffs. Oh, yeah, you don't want to call it layoffs. You don't want to do the truth. Let's sugarcoat it a little bit. Let's protect our image. These aren't layoffs. Oh, of course not. And AT&T is eliminating a person's job and forcing them to make a choice, take another job, sometimes far away from home, sometimes at a lower rate of pay, or leave the company. I think that most people would call that a layoff. But it kind of makes you wonder if that gets figured into the jobs reports. Because you have a lot of these companies that are doing this, and maybe they're not called as layoffs, so maybe they're not included in these job report numbers. But whatever way you want to look at it, it's a job cut. So it's going to affect the newly 800 positions. It's going to affect wireline technicians who fix customer problems, install new service, and who work on AT&T's fiber expansion. Over the past 4 years, AT&T's expanded its fiber to the home network to 12.5 million customers' locations to meet a government mandate imposed on its purchase of DirecTV. Where I'm going with this, and let me see if I can find it here. I bet I've lost it. Let's see if I can find it because it was about. Yeah, of course I did. It was about the tax cuts. And they had included AT&T as one of the people. It was one of the companies, along with Wells Fargo, and there was another one that it's a they AT&T has laid over almost 30,000 jobs they have laid off. But yet these were one of the companies that said if you, President Trump, if you drop the corporate rate from 35% to 21%, we're going to invest billions of dollars, billions. And reinvest it and create jobs. And now they've laid off 30,000 jobs. Wells Fargo, the same thing. And they're making billions of dollars on the tax reform. But yet, what jobs have been created? Oh, I'm sorry, they're not layoffs. People have a choice, so it's really not a layoff. Okay. Let's redefine everything once again. And eventually, it truly is amazing what I'll see if I can't find that report. My apologies to all of you because I had to hear talk about, and it was such a good segue to go from AT&T laying off another 1,800 people right into the tax numbers. Let me see if I can pull it up here again. Here we go. Here we go. AT&T promised in November 27 to invest $1 billion in capital expenditure and create 7,000 new jobs at the company if this tax cut had been approved. The bill was voted into law in December 2017, reducing the corporate tax rate. The benefit was a tax windfall for AT&T, $21 billion and an additional estimated $3 billion annually. AT&T has eliminated almost 24,000 jobs since the tax cut. And AT&T has reduced their capital investments by $1.4 billion. AT&T representative, give them give a chance. We continue to hire in areas where we're seeing increasing demands for products and technology. There are fewer jobs in parts of the businesses that are declining and facing technology shifts. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen, technology shifts. The evidence continues to mount that this is not trickling down. Only 4% of the U.S. workforce saw any sort of pay increase or bonus from the tax cut. 4%. Were you one of them? It also shows that data collected. Corporations have cut thousands of jobs since the tax cuts were passed. Hey, I benefited from the tax cuts. I'm not complaining about the tax cuts. We're a corporation. You have all of these thousands of jobs that were cut. People have been using these to buy back their shares. General Motors is another one. 2018, November, GM announced it would cease operations. 5 plants, Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, Ontario, Canada, resulting in the loss of more than 14,000 jobs. GM is closing plants. The company has spent $10 billion. $10 billion since 2015 on stock buybacks. They made a net profit over $8 billion, despite paying no federal taxes in 2018. GM reported a tax windfall of $157 million in the first 3 months of 2018. And it continues. Wells Fargo, the fourth largest bank in the United States by assets, tied a minimum wage increase of $15 an hour to the Trump tax cuts and pledged increased investment in workers. The company is estimated to save $3.7 billion annually due to the Trump tax cut. They're saving almost $4 billion. The bank's 2018 tax savings were 47 times more than the cost of its minimum wage increases. 47 times more than the cost of its minimum wage increases. So rather than invest in its workforce, Wells Fargo bought back 350 million shares in early 2018, and that's worth about $22 billion. They increased the CEO's salary by 36% and announced plans in September 2018 to eliminate 26,000 jobs in the United States over the next 3 years, because many of these positions are being sent overseas. So, you know, we're picking on these three companies. How many is it? Just these three, or are there many more? And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't to, you know, be negative on the day that President Trump announces his campaign, re-election campaign in Florida today. It's just to let you see, open your eyes. We need to continue to look and see what's really happening. We don't want to jump on their bandwagon. I don't care whose wagon it is. But my 20 minutes of fame is up. We're heading into a break. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today. And Butch Paul and I will be back in just a few minutes. We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
To you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And where would you like to start, Butch?
Well, I'd like to start on the lighter side. I know this is a serious program, but sometimes a good laugh makes you feel better anyway. It's a very serious program. I realize that. But I thought you'd like this. It says, we were out burning ditches when my husband got stung on the forehead by a bee. He's in the ER now, face all swollen and bruised. He almost died. He was very lucky because I was close enough to swat off the bee with my shovel. Oh, boy, that went over good. Did you finally get it?
No, I saw that. I knew what was coming after.
All right, here's one more that you didn't know.
Okay.
Guy walking down the street, and he ran into an old friend, and he saw the old buddy, and he had a black eye. I mean, a big black eye. The friend said, what in the world happened? He said, my wife did it to me. The guy said, what did you do? He said, I really don't know what I did. He said, she asked me the other day if I would love her when she's old and wrinkled. And I said, of course I do.
All right.
That's the best of God. It's time to move on to serious stuff now.
Now to move on to more serious things.
Gee, you're a hard audience today. I won't pass the hat with you, but I do want to cover some things on immigration because this is getting serious, Melody. I mean, this is beyond belief what's happening. Record number of African migrants coming to Mexican border. We're going to cover this in two or three things to tie into it. I want people that let this sink in their head as I'm doing it because this is not even normal for the southern border and the northern border. This is not something that should happen for any reason. It says, undaunted by a dangerous journey over thousands of miles, people fleeing economic hardships and human rights abuse in African countries are coming to the U.S.-Mexico border in unprecedented numbers, surprising Border Patrol agents more accustomed to Spanish-speaking migrants. Officials in Texas, and listen to this, and even in Maine, are scrambling to absorb the sharp increase in African migrants. They're coming to America after flying across the Atlantic Ocean to South America and then embarking on an often harrowing overland journey. In one recent week, agents in the Border Patrol Del Rio sector stopped more than 500 African migrants found walking in separate groups along the arid land after splashing across the Rio Grande, children in tow. That is more than double the total of 211 African immigrants who were detained by the Border Patrol along the entire 2,000-mile border with U.S. Mexico last year. It's already doubled. But they're coming from Africa. They're flying to South America or Canada. Now, we're going to cover that in a minute as far as how they're doing that. Broke people, Melody, poor people, people who are not allowed to have anything, can't afford a ticket to fly across the ocean. And they just can't do that. There's more to this than meets the eye. Do you agree?
Of course.
I mean, how can it be that the people that are depressed, oppressed, and poverty-stricken buy tickets for a whole family across the ocean? That is something to think about. And this article goes on to say Africans coming across the southern border have rolls of $100 bills. Now, people, listen to this. The poor huddled masses coming across the southern border may not be so poor after all. Swiss journalist Jürs Giringer recently visited African migrants who breached the border and hung out on the streets of San Antonio, Texas, waiting to go elsewhere in the country, and he met hostility from people who didn't want to share details about their experience. conflicted each other and had rows of $100 bills. The recording played on Fox News, giving her asking migrant from Chicago how she got to America. She refused to say. But listen to her answer. We are here now in the United States. Why do you ask me about Ecuador? A woman said, referring to the reported country they passed through. She implied that we're here now, take care of us. And he's seeing rows of $100 bills, people sitting around with money in their pocket and playing with it. $100 bills. Melody, do you have an opinion of what may be going on here? Do you think this has been intentionally forced upon us to further destroy our economy and erode our American culture?
Well, I don't think the migration of these people is going to destroy our economy. It's already destroyed.
Well, that's true.
Our wages have already been decreased and suppressed because of the low wages that have been offered to the immigrants for 30 years, 40 years. So it's not going to hurt the economy. And do they add to the economy? Well, I don't think they do. You can read the arguments on both sides. It's just one of those things you can debate both sides, but it's not going to destroy the economy. So what's the idea of why is this big push? Part of it is because of the talk of this strong economy. You do see an increase in illegal immigration at times that our country is prospering. People hear, oh, it's the greatest economy that was ever in history, and that's going to attract them. But our problem is our laws and the enforcement of the laws. I mean, remember back in, when was it? The beginning of the year, I think it was February or March, that the administration cut funds, hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to the Central American nations. I think it was El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. But after a review and $615 million, guess what? They're going to go ahead and they're going to proceed with $432 million in projects and grants that had been previously approved. So the remaining amount is going to be held in escrow pending consultations with Congress. So you see, you cut it, it's temporary, and then it just starts funneling the money to them. So we're not doing anything to stop it.
No, we're not. That's the problem.
And the reason they come in, and I don't know if I'm correct, but it's my understanding from what I've heard, the discussions and so forth, is if they come in as seeking asylum, that gives them a whole lot more rights. They can get in. I mean, it's bypassing and they have to hold them until they're vetted and everything else and so forth. But they get in, and it's something has to change. So if you want to change, you're going to have to change that part, about the refugees seeking asylum. But it's something has to change.
What's happened to the wall? Have you heard anything about the wall?
The wall's not going to stop.
I know it's not, but have you heard any more talk about it? I haven't heard anything about it at all. Well, we're going to do this, stop this. Have you heard anything more about it?
No. You can see, you can read, oh, well, this is going on, this was stopped, this is, you read little bits and pieces here and there. But the wall isn't going to do anything anyway. It's not going to stop, it's not going to fix the problem. And, it's kind of like, yesterday we talked about flat tires in a car. And remember, mm-hmm. You get this little skinny, in new cars today, they give you this temporary that takes you 30 miles. Yeah. It's not going to fix your problem. You can't put it on your car and it's going to fix your problem. That's what the wall is. It's not going to fix your problem. And we don't have Congress. We don't have an administration. I have to say to the administration that it's brought the issue, but it's become, what has to be done? What can be done? Enforce our laws that we have on our books.
True.
Go after the business people who hire them. I think I said this on Friday. I talked to a contractor. He says, yeah. He says, what these home builders do, these new home builders, what they do, he says, they hire the legal guy. They pay him all the money. And then he goes out and hires a bunch of the illegals. That's got to stop. But who gets penalized for anything? It's just like everything else in this country. No one is held accountable. So until things like that change, we're going to have an immigration problem. It's not going to go away.
I don't see it changing, because I do believe sincerely they want this nation infiltrated to the point it's going to destroy a lot of things, including the culture. But, you know, I read three words of that made sense: infiltration, dilution, and destruction. And I got to think about that. That makes sense. I mean, they infiltrate a little bit of time, undermine whatever they can. I mean, undermine American jobs, undermine the economy even more. And cause more disruption, because we're bringing in Muslims and different religions that are going to clash with Christianity. No way around it. So this is all part of what I can understand, the making of this, quote, new world order, to bring America down to third world status. And they're gaining ground in that, Melody. They truly are. We can deny it all you want to, but they're gaining ground.
They are.
You know, and they've been doing it for a long time. It just seems like in this administration, though, it's been made more noticeable for whatever reason. It's been more noticeable. It hasn't been there before, but it's standing out more. And I don't know exactly what the reasons are, unless Trump maybe, of course, is saying a few things people are paying attention to. I don't know. But I know that the next article ties into it also. Democrat border mayor goes ballistic over dumping of illegal aliens in his town. Now, this is going on all across the southern border. Del Rio used to be a quiet town of 40,000 residents bordering Mexico and central Texas. Even as the Rio Grande Valley to its southeast has seen constant waves of Central American migrants since 2014, Del Rio was untouched by the border crisis. Now this part of Texas is one of the fastest growing smuggling routes, is also the primary route of African migrants coming from countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo. And by the way, these people are bringing over Ebola, folks, and other things. That's a fact. That's definitely a fact. Our federal government is so concerned about the desires of bogus asylum seekers, and now even massive legal aliens who aren't even seeking asylum, that they are failing to take into account the needs of local American communities. It's not just right-wing cowboys upset about it. Liberal Democrat border town officials have had enough as well and are demanding federal action. What could they do, Melody? What could the feds really do to stem this? In your opinion, what could they do? I mean, the towns are fed up with it. The people are fed up with it.
You put troops on the border. Start there. How about putting troops on the border? Start there.
That's a good idea.
Forget the wall.
That's a good idea. I totally agree. That is defense of a nation, is it not? That's what the troops are here for, to defend our nation, not be involved in foreign wars, but to defend our borders.
Absolutely. You know, but so, we were reading, you brought to the program a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, where there's just as many coming through the northern border now.
Yes.
Or you said earlier.
As I said, Africans are coming across in Maine. Yeah. I mean, my goodness. Now, we have to stop and think, though. They're not flying over for free. Somebody's paying their way. George Soros, maybe? I don't know. I'm just speculating. I don't know.
Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sticking up at all for George Soros. He is part of the problem. But there's a whole lot more behind George Soros. He's just a face that we put to everything. It's probably a lot of your churches, a lot of your Catholic churches.
Oh, yes, they certainly are.
If you look to the south of us, I mean, a lot of those nations below us, they're deep Catholics.
Yes.
And I think the churches, and that's how they get from place to place. They bring them from church to church. It's the only... You know, it's the only caravan that makes sense. So, I mean, there's a lot of faces other than just Soros behind it, but he's the easy one. And again, I'm not standing up for him. I'm not supporting him.
Understand.
I know his history and everything. But the picture's bigger than that. And if you just have tunnel vision to certain things, and now you have to wonder, you know, so many things that you hear on these radio programs. I mean, that's why we really try to do the truth. We don't, you know, we don't sensationalize. But yet some do. And they stretch things. They entertain.
That's true.
And but you think it, but people think it's the truth. And it's Butch. It's I can't imagine. I do this every day. I read every day, so I know what's going on. But there's so much misinformation, disinformation. It baffles me how anybody that's not truly aware can actually read through and filter through all this noise.
It's
baffling.
It's refreshing to hear the news reported, just as it said, and maybe someone off their opinion, but that's all. You know, we're not here saying anything is in concrete. We're offering our opinion for some thoughts, and maybe some thought-provoking ideas to get people thinking about these things. I mean, each illegal comes in that we do support, Melody, or are working here illegally, are taking away jobs from people in this country that might really need them. And people say, well, the Americans won't do them. Younger people right now are looking for work, and I know, guarantee you, minimum wage. If they'll just let the job show up and quit giving somebody else.
We have become a nation of spoiled people.
Yes, we have.
And I live on the coast and Eastern Shore. And in the summertime, they call them the internationals. To work the boardwalks, to work all the restaurants, all the waitresses, all the bus help from Europe, they're mostly from Europe, a lot of them, and there's other places. And my first question when I moved here was, well, what about the high school kids, you know? What about the kids that are going to college and they come home for the summer? Well, they don't want to work those jobs. They don't pay enough. Oh, okay. They don't pay enough. Well, maybe this county, the state, the city, whoever, they subsidize the businesses to provide housing for these internationals. So you want to talk about low wages.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these poor kids, but they think it's great because they're coming to America. And they hope they snag a husband or a wife. Depending on whichever you are. You know, so it's, they love coming here. They get to work, they get to see America. But what does it do to our wages?
Very true.
And so, hey, we're right through the first segment of the program today, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And once again, premiums on 1 ounce gold American Eagles, random dates. You can almost buy them at spot. Almost buy them at spot. The premiums just tanked. And it's interesting because we've seen gold prices rise. But, you know, when we see the premiums drop on them, these are the lowest premiums I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
And, yeah. Even really? on the American Gold Eagles, yeah. So now's the time to scoop them up. I asked my one buyer, I says, well, where do you think gold's going to go? And where do you think it? He says, I'd love to see it go to 200. So would I, but we know it's not going there. He says, no, it's not going there. He says, but I'd love to see it go. Yeah, so would everybody else.
But, what are the Eagles going for now?
I can sell random. We can run a special on them today. Random dates, I can do them for $27 over spot.
Should be 14.
Well, just $27 over spot.
Okay, whatever it is. That's, boy, I'll tell you what, that's a good deal. That's a good
$27
deal.
$27 over spot. And if you buy 10 or more, we could probably do a better job than that.
That's an excellent deal.
Yes, they're incredible. And so.
You know, I don't watch them much because they're aggregate, but these coin shows on TV, and I know what you sell. And you sell a lot of the same ones they do as far as the quality. But their prices, and they actually sell them. I can't believe people are watching that and buying those coins. I don't get it. I mean, they're being ripped off big time. I don't know, Melody. Maybe I'm just ignorant of the. Maybe there's something here I don't see. But they're spending three or four times the money they should be spending for coins. I know that.
Absolutely, they're good pitchmen.
They really are, and the coins are showing they're really beautiful.
I need to hire one.
There you go. There you go. Hey, did you see the report from Morgan Stanley?
Which one?
It says if Morgan Stanley is right, the world is now in a recession. Duh. But anyway.
Yeah.
It says it's Monday, which means the new dose of gloom has been released by Morgan Stanley's prophet of doom, Chief U.S. Equity Strategist Michael Wilson, who writes this morning about that he sees an increasingly risky environment on deteriorating data and a dovish Fed standoff. As a reminder, last Friday we reported that the Morgan Stanley Business Conditions Index just suffered its biggest one-month drop in history. In history. Predictably, this was sufficient ammo for Wilson to launch on what may be the most bearish tirade so far this year. And as the strategist writes, data points and analyst sentiment are falling, and we think PMIs and earnings revisions are next. That's just the beginning. Decelerations and disappointments are mounting on cash freight index, retail earnings, durable goods orders, capital spending, PMIs, May payrolls, semiconductor inventories, oil demand, restaurant performance, and other industries. So it really is falling. And Stanley's trying to tell people this is happening. And they say it's a doom and gloomer. But Melody, if it's really happening, is it doom and gloomer to say it's happening?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think reality is gloom and doom. But it is, you know, it's truth. And it isn't gloom and doom. And I don't like to think that we focus on gloom and doom.
No.
We just stick with the, you know, the truth. And anybody could look at it, but no, it isn't gloom and doom. And if you're prepared, then it's not even close to gloom and doom if you're prepared for it. I mean, it's something to, you know, be proud of if you're prepared.
What's it mean when the Fed drop interest rates again? I mean, they're already so low that they're almost, you know, a nose pull. What's going to happen when they drop them again?
Well, I mean, just like we talked about yesterday, the markets are betting on it. That's the markets are dictating what the Feds and governments do around this world, and it's going to be free money, or we're going free money, quantitative easing, or you're going to see something that you can't control and handle, and that's a total world collapse. But how long can they, you know, how long can they bribe? How long can they, you know, hold hostage the Federal Reserve and governments around the world?
Well, they're governing by fear. You know that. They're pushing by fear. That's what makes the whole thing work. And
well, the governments know that when the plug is pulled, I mean, it's they're going to have to look to the people. And, you know, they don't want 2 million people marching in their streets.
No.
So it's going to be nasty. You know, we've always said that the powers to be wanted to equalize the standards of living around the world. They rose to the occasion. They rose the standard of living in some countries. They lowered ours. You might be living in a new home, but your standard of living has still decreased.
Absolutely. It truly has. And people notice that, too. And again, with the borders, you know, the towns are getting upset and getting up really angry. This is going to escalate, too. If it doesn't slow down, it's going to get... Who knows? I mean, we may be marching on the borders. And rightfully so. I mean, you have to say no somewhere. And, of course, Hong Kong has said no a minute, and the government did back down. But 2 million people in the streets, Melody, that's a lot to reckon with, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes,
so,
it is.
My goodness. And you probably saw this, too. Go ahead.
I just wanted to do this retail giant Walmart. They're going to lay off hundreds in Charlotte starting later this year as it outsources its finance and accounting operations. They filed for a worker adjustment and retraining notification with the NC Department of Commerce this week, stating a permanent closure of a Walmart division in Water Ridge will result in about 569 layoffs. They did sign a 12-year lease in 2015 to occupy this 107,000 square foot building, where it operates several units that also include the finance and accounting. And the work done by the affected divisions are being outsourced to Genpac. That's a professional services firm that last year opened a digital innovation hub in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is Walmart's headquarters. Said the company is working to they're working with Walmart to transform its finance and accounting back operations. So, computerizing it, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they're doing. They're merging and computerizing it. And so all the affected employees have been notified. Impacted employees will receive a severance if eligible and a retention payment if they stay on until the end of their transition period. And
wow.
So you have 600 times 3. Take the multiplier effect, ladies and gentlemen. So it's like laying off 1,800 people. So.
That's probably a low figure even. But, yeah, you're right. It is at least 3. Absolutely. You probably saw, too, that the United Kingdom is deploying 100 elite Royal Marines to the Gulf. You probably saw that after the tanker attacks. And it's a rapid response team. And the Iranians, you know, question this, you know, about why they're doing it, and they respond to the fact that there's tankers attacked, and they're going to defend their interest in the Gulf. So, another step in the direction of confrontation, perhaps. So I don't know. But they said last Friday, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the attacks were almost certainly carried out by Tehran, which I don't think so. Hunt also warned of the great risk of Iran drifting toward a war against U.S. and allies during the television interview. So, we'll see. I don't know. I can't see Iran wanting to fight with the U.S. I just can't see that. At least not by themselves. In fact, for Russia and China, well, that's different. But for them to want to just battle us as a one-on-one, I don't see that happening. I just can't see why they want to do that.
Well, you know, yesterday we talked about Venezuela, and when's the last time you heard anything about that? And they had China and Russia backing them. You know, now I'm not saying Maduro's still going to stay in there and so forth, but the heat, it sure cooled off.
It did, and his opponent just disappeared in the woodwork, didn't
he? And he just disappeared, yes. So that story is not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows, you know, how it can, but it is kind of interesting.
It is.
When you have countries like China and Russia backing you.
And I really thought Russia would take a bigger stand there because of the resources that were available to them down there. I really believe they would do something a little more than just, you know, say something. But apparently they did back out. And that's maybe, I don't know what the reason was. I'm only guessing.
Back out of where?
Out of Venezuela. They're no longer saying anything about standing up and defending Maduro. But the country, our country, not saying anything about it either. So what's going on?
I don't think Russia backed out just because they're not saying anything, unless they actually said they're going home.
Well, I did read where they were withdrawing forces in some areas there. I don't know whether that's true or not.
I don't think they would have withdrawn their forces if the U.S. hadn't backed down.
Well, that's a possibility. That is a possibility. Only God knows. I don't know.
You probably
saw this different story, but you saw where they've had two earthquakes near Lake Erie.
Yes, I did.
And 1.5 and 4.0. 4.0 is pretty good size.
Of course,
that fulfills prophecy in Matthew 24, earthquakes and all that in the different places. So it does kind of fulfill that, but I thought it was kind of eerie. I mean, we're talking about the Midwest now. We're not talking about, you know, San Francisco or along the coast. We're talking about right in the Midwest. So we'll see.
But you know, it was interesting. I thought I saw a report, or a headline at least, where the animals are leaving Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone, yes, they are. Yes.
So I thought that was kind of interesting when you're talking about, because they usually can feel the rumbling underneath. They're a little more. So that's kind of interesting, maybe going along. But we don't know. These are just little symptoms and so forth. I saw Trump opens up a 1.4 million acres to hunters.
Yep. I saw that. That I like. I like that. I do like that. If it's public land, it should be for public use, including
hunters. It should be.
So I totally agree with that. I really do. He does done some good things.
But you don't know the 1.4 million acres if you can get to. How many acres can you actually get to? And is there water on it and so forth?
Well, time will tell. But and I guess you saw where Israel is renaming the Golan Heights, Trump Heights. You saw that, right?
Yes, I did.
I'm not making it up. I'm serious. That's for real.
I heard about it.
You know, first in Poland, it was the proposed Fort Trump, but now in Israel, it's the Trump Heights. A breaking story that had us doing a double take just to assure it is indeed real. A new Israeli settlement in occupied Golan Heights has been renamed Trump Heights in honor of Trump's deeply controversial decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the territory. So, by the way, this is fulfilling prophecy. That's the only thing Sightbelt I can see is fulfilling prophecy. Trump may not know it, but he's fulfilling prophecy. He truly is. So, be that as it may.
Well, his son-in-law knows.
Well, of course he does. Of course he does. And I would love to hear more about this man. And even Ivanka. Ivanka, that's the wife's name. I get the mother and, I mean, I get Trump's wife's name and the daughter's name mixed up. It's Ivanka, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'd like to know more about what they're doing behind the scenes. Obviously, they're working on a peace deal. That was what the whole idea was, right? For some kind of peace treaty?
Correct.
When it's supposed to be out sometime soon.
They were going to do it after Ramadan, which is, I don't know when, I think it's next week that Ramadan ends, or this week. And they were going to do it in two parts. They were going to do the economic part first, and then they were going to bring out the second part, which was going to be the political part. But already I've heard there's a lot of, you know, that it probably won't go, and, you know, they're just not ready to jump on the bandwagon. But so I don't know. I guess we just have to wait. Well, actually, Ramadan 2019 in the United States began on the evening of Sunday, May 5th, and it actually ended June 3rd.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought it was past due. That's what I was thinking, yes.
Yeah, so they were supposed to
unveil it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they haven't, that's been 2 weeks. Basically, right at it, a week and a half. We haven't heard anything yet, so I'm just kind of curious. That's why I asked. I thought it was supposed to be out by now. So I just wonder what's going on behind the scenes there that they're not, nobody's saying anything about.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. But, well, you know, again, there's so much noise out there, Butch.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what they're doing is they're holding these releases for when you need the noise.
Well, that's very true. Something to cover something else up with. I tend to agree with that.
Absolutely.
And folks, and whatever you do, you need to come
over. And I'll guarantee you something major is going to be released going into the Democratic next week.
And the debate.
The debate. Because you got to take stations off of the debate. So...
Well, now's the time people call you. Call now while they can still get them at a fair price, folks.
I'm not saying something's going to happen, but I'm saying maybe they'll release those, you know, the Middle East peace.
Well, each day the tension gets stronger. You can feel that every day.
Yep. And every day I hear our music that's telling us that we're at the end of the program. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And have a nice evening. And until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
A single penny left for me. That's too bad.